The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas. Okay, we are here with Barely Filtered, Kristen and Aurora, and we're doing a solo episode. No guests today, just us, and we just finished talking about our Vegas recap. But now we are going to dig into some topics that you guys are interested in. We asked what's on everyone's mind, and it feels like there's some heavy energy out there right now. Like, people are feeling lonely. People are feeling like they don't have a lot of friends, or their relationships aren't working, or they're the only single one. A lot of like depression in this dark winter. I mean, when I lived in Rhode Island, I fully felt like just miserable in February. I feel like February is just that. We're in Aquarius season. I know people don't love when I go into the astrology of everything, but like, we just left Aquarius season. Now we're in Pisces. These are just like, this.
What does that mean? Because I'm someone who doesn't know anything about astrology. So can you explain what that means?
Yeah. So Pisces is like, you're in your feelings. Okay. It is a water sign. It's a lot of time for just like sitting in your feelings that might be uncomfortable, might not feel like the happiest time in the dark winter. Yeah. But I do think that you just have to remember that these are seasons, they pass, and you're not always going to be stuck in this. But just in terms of like feeling like you don't have a lot of friends, I know that's something that you were just talking about. Do you want to dig
into that? Was also a question a couple days ago. And I don't know if this is like my post-Vegas drama and just in my feelings and just so many things going on in life. But I was just telling Aurora, I almost called her the other day and was just gonna be like, do you have 10 minutes? Because right off the bat, I was like, do you ever feel like you don't have any friends? And there's days where I'm so blessed and grateful and I have the best quality friendships. And then there's days where like I had the other day where I just needed to go to the gym. I have to, for me personally, I have to think it through, process, and just remind myself and check myself that, okay, Chris, you're being a little crazy, or you're okay. There's so much to be grateful for. And I ended up talking about it with Tyler just to physically get the words out of my body. And I was just telling Aurora this, that sometimes I will feel like no one's got my back like I got my back, or I feel like I'm the one that's calling, or I'm the one that's wanting to plan a trip, or I'm the one that's giving a gift, or I definitely go overboard in the few friendships that I do have because I have been burned so many times in my life by so-called friends. So when I have my friendships, I like, you guys are my sisters, you know, or anyone who's my friend, you're my sister, you're my brother, you're my family, and I would do anything for you. And I was just having a moment where I felt like maybe not everyone felt that way about me. And it was nice to hear from Tyler and from Aurora and from friends, like those moments are so normal, especially as a mom. It's so hard because anytime I get a free second, I want to either go on a date with my husband, or I want to do something fun with my kids, or I want to take a bubble bath. I don't have time to just go to lunch like I used to with my girlfriends, and I want to. So it's a struggle as a mom, especially. And on the flip side, I am trying to build a company. I'm trying to build a business. I'm trying to do so many things that I've been really working hard in silence, which has also been hard because you can't share the ups and downs with many people who don't know it because you protect it. So it's just a double-edged sword in life right now. And it's nice to hear that that is normal, that some people do have those moments of being lonely.
And I think it's a real human normal feeling to have when you think about like the blue zones. I was watching, the blue zones are where people live past 100, or they're the oldest people in the world. And these people who live quality, happy lives, they're attributing it to social connection.
Community,
more than anything else, like more than the food you're eating, more than any kind of exercise or diet. It's like this social connection. And I feel like as much as we're connected through our phones, we live very individualistic lives. And sometimes I do feel, especially because I'm a single parent who I live by myself and my kids are with me half the time, like I definitely have been feeling that isolation. And it's nice that I have my phone because I always feel, you know, one text message away and I'm always in conversation with 10 people at any given moment. But there's something missing about that, like, eye-to-eye connection.
100%.
And sometimes I do wish that I lived in, like, a commune.
I know.
Like, they do, like, I think, like, in the Scandinavian countries, it's very common that people live in
a community, a compound.
Or, yeah, like, in a village.
Yes.
It's only in the last, like, 100 years that we don't live in village communities anymore.
For sure. And I don't know if that's social media. I don't know if it's COVID. But it is nice to know that I'm not alone in those feelings. And that was just a bad day. And I snapped out of it. But if you ever feel like that, especially as a mom, like, it's so normal. And I think what I just learned is right when I told Aurora immediately, she said, call me. Like, those people want you to call them. Like, because sometimes
I was feeling that way too.
Yeah. And I'd have no idea. And so it's nice to know, like, if you feel like you need to call someone and someone just gave us this tip, is just say, hey, do you have 10 minutes? It doesn't need to be like, oh my God, it's so stressful, I'm feeling so lonely, do you have 10 minutes? Like, well, I don't want to talk to that energy.
I know, it's like,
but if you just say, hey, like, I just need 10 minutes to talk to you. Like, are you free right now? I think that's a great way to open a conversation, let it out, and you'd be surprised. You'd be like, oh my gosh, I love you. You're not alone. So if you would have told me, like, I feel like that all the time, like, oh, it's normalized. Like, it's okay to feel alone sometimes. So right. Sorry to start off on that, but we had to get that one out of the way because yeah, that was a recent feeling. So if you feel that way, you're not alone. Okay, so we have some Q&A we asked you guys, and we find that these ones are actually the most fun for us because we feel like we're engaging with you guys and what you actually want to hear. So let's do some Q&A hot takes. What do you got?
Oh my gosh.
We'll go back and forth.
I had some good ones. I think, okay, we can cut out this lag time, but okay, one person said, look up adult diaper spa, Atkinson, New Hampshire, and thank me later.
Okay, so we looked this up, and there is a spa in New Hampshire, the Diaper Spa, and this is a place where adults can go and act as children, which means wearing diapers, and they're normalizing child's play for adults. What are your thoughts on that, Aurora?
I wasn't aware that there was like a hole in the market where we needed to make this place for people to come. Like, are these just all locals of this area that needed this, or are people coming from near and far?
I don't know. Apparently, they offer safe immersion for all diaper wearers and enthusiasts. So my thing is, like, isn't that called like mental illness? Now we are. I mean, I guess there's a hole in the market because there must have been a need for someone to open a business.
I don't like whenever adults are kind of not like romanticizing or sexual. I don't know if this is sexualizing, but even being kitschy with like
kid
stuff.
Yeah.
Baby diaper stuff.
That's creepy.
It's creepy.
I think those people need to be evaluated.
Although I was surprised when I was in CVS the other day, like there's an entire half of the store pretty much dedicated to adult diapers. Like adults wear diapers.
Well, they do wear diapers and they need it.
But
as out of a need, not as in a desire. I think those are two, because there are people who have issues and need diapers, and adult diapers
like
are a
fetishizing
stuff,
is that a word?
Yeah.
Fetishizing diaper wearing feels gross to me.
Yeah, I think those people need to be put away. I think that's a warning sign.
I wonder what they would say. Like, what is their...
Well, if you know anyone who wears diapers out of pleasure, let us know. Maybe we'll ask them. All right, guys. They want to know, what is each of our parenting styles? How about this? You describe my parenting style and I'll describe your parenting style.
Okay. Kristen's parenting style is, she had her sleep plan before she knew her daughter, before she was pregnant, I think. She's very organized, a little militaristic, but I think loosening up as her kids get older, I think she's becoming softer. Her and Tyler are both Tauruses, which is the bullheaded, strong-willed, stubborn sign, and there's two of them. So I think they kind of egg each other on, which makes for a good teammate, but kind of makes for two people who are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really great. But I think there could be a little more balance.
Yeah. I don't know what balance is. I actually saw, I think it was Lewis Howes. He was doing a speaking engagement about, and he was obviously talking about life overall, but also work. And he goes, everyone talks about balance, work-life balance. There is no balance when you're trying to do great things. Everything is one speed and it's go. And that is me. And that is definitely Tyler. But it all comes from a good heart. I think I am loosening up. I'm the softie. For sure. I love hard. And just like my friends, like we were saying, I'm very loyal and I got my kids' backs. Aurora, I would say, is not militant. She is loosey-goosey. But you love hard. You would do anything for your kids. There's no doubt about that. And I think obviously like going through a divorce and stuff, trying to navigate essentially being a solo parent or a part-time parent, if you will, that's hard. And I think you've handled that with such grace. And I think you have good kids. I think they're kids. And what I've always said, because I know you used to get a lot of shit about Remy and his costumes, which was ridiculous, is that you embrace everything about a child being a child, whatever phase they're in. If they're doing a tantrum, it's like, they're fucking 3 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. Like, oh, whatever. But like, they're three. Or they want to wear a superhero costume to dinner. Great. He's 5 years old. He should. So I think you do an amazing job of embracing every stage.
Thank you. I definitely am amazed by my children, by all children. Like, I feel like there's such wonder in watching your child grow. And that's why I wanted to be a mom more than anything, because it's just it, like, from every stage of pregnancy into every stage of how they're growing up, it is so heartbreaking, but like magical to be a part of.
It really, you know, is. And like, they're so genuine.
They're so genuine. And Remy just gave away all of his costumes, which I was having a full on day on Sunday. I was sobbing. Ugh. Like, I was so sad, because it's like they, one day you just realize that they've grown up and that you're never going to get that like 3 year old back. And then I listened to videos of Remy when he was like two, and his voice, like, I'm never going to hear that voice again.
I know. It's a beautiful journey, but your heart breaks a little every single day. Ty will be like, one day I'm not going to pick him back up. I'm like, oh my God.
It's so true. Like, so when true. Was the, I saw a meme that was like, one day was the last day you went outside and played with your friends. And it's like nobody knew that that was the day. Yep. But
and that's why, like, I am militant for sure when it comes to like routine and life, but also screens. And I think there's a lot of parents, to each their own. I really don't want to judge parents, but they have their 6 year olds on TikTok. I'm like, what are we doing? I tell them, like, go outside and play with some sticks. I'm bored. No, only boring people are bored.
My
go
mom
play.
Used to say only stupid people are bored. And now there's all this science behind the importance of being bored.
Yes. See, it's explore, use your imagination. So I try to hang on to their innocence as much as possible.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm thinking about moving Remy out of, he goes to a public school right now. I mean, in South Bay, which is like, they just had a ski week. So it's good teachers and everything. But I feel like he's just growing up. Like, he went from this Montessori school where they were really leaning into like the baby. Like, they were almost like babying them maybe too much. But now he's like coming home. He's like, the girls are sus and everything's cap. Like, he's like using like slang that even I don't understand.
See, that's why we have our kids in private school, which is a bitch to pay for. Trust me. But the public school, man, it's tough, because a lot of these parents have two working parents outside of the home. And so they're just on iPads or their phones, or they're learning stuff from their friends. One of Jackson's good buddies goes to a public school, and he was doing, have you seen those videos where they're like, oh, yeah. Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah.
He was saying it already.
Yeah. And there's, he just kept saying, oh, yeah. Like, it's kind of sexual moaning.
Ew.
It's like a viral thing like TikTokers doing. I don't know. Kids. And Jackson's looks at him like, this guy is a weirdo, because he is so out of touch. He doesn't even know how to like spell things on, like, he doesn't even know open Chrome or anything. So
I know.
They're a little sheltered, but that's my job, is to shelter them.
I know. So as you guys know, I've been going on lots of dates lately, and sometimes my nails are not in tip-top condition. It's hard to like time it up when you're going on a date every day. Like, how am I supposed to have my nails perfect for every day? I'm just kidding. I don't go on a date every day. But I love Olive and June, because I don't have to go sit in a salon for an hour and I don't have to wait for them to dry. I love the press-ons. I press-on nails, if they make you think of like fourth grade, these are totally different. They're everything you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. The press-ons look so real. They do not look like the kind that you used to wear. They're super affordable. Like every time I go to the salon, I end up dropping $140 at least. So these are just a more affordable option. You can have them at home. They look so real. They last so long and they have all the sizes for the perfect fit. And they're also not damaging to the nails. It's a mani in less than 10 minutes, better than gel. And actually Allure magazine has called them best of beauty winner. Only $10 per set. So if you want to try Olive in June, save some money and do your nails yourself in literally under 5 seconds. Okay, maybe 5 minutes. Visit oliveinjune.com/barelyfiltered for 20% off your first system. That's oliveinjune.com/barelyfiltered for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three. Once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man, Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I discuss everything from relationships, health, wellness, business, parenting, friendships. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's see. Oh, I loved this one. Tell, and you can go first. Tell us something you want to stop, start, and continue.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay. Something I want to stop doing or adjust, we'll say. I saw this tip. I want to stop having my phone near me at all times. And I saw this reel that was our kids are fighting for our attention with a phone these days. We always have it next to us or by us or scrolling. And while my screen time has been down, I tried my best to be intentional with it. And I've got a timer on it. I don't know the password. But I saw this suggestion that said, put your phone on loud and put it in a cabinet. So if someone texts you or calls you, you know someone is trying to contact you, go to that cabinet and do it. So that's what I would like, to stop. My stop is to stop having my phone next to me at all times and only be purely intentional with it. Something I want to continue doing is I want to continue not drinking and not smoking weed. I've had immense mental clarity more than anything. So I want to continue that. And not to say I'll never have a drink again or I'll never, you know, puff a joint again, but it'll be a moment. It'll be a special occasion. I'll have a margarita in Cabo or like the kids are gone and we're on a hike. I'll have a puff of a joint, like make it more special. And instead of like, I'm doing this just because of the, you know, the, was it hand mouth, like correlation habit, mm-hmm. like something I want to start doing. I think it's a disservice that I haven't dived more into any other cultures. So I want to start a language. I have this idea in my brain, whether it's Spanish or Italian, like I can book my Italian trip once I can have like just a normal conversation. Hi, hello, how are you? What do you need? Where is the hotel? Just, you know, kind of talking to a stranger, okay. conversation, beginner. And then if I can do that, I can book a trip to Italy, which is like somewhere I really want to go. I've never been to Europe. So I want to start diving more into exploring other cultures.
I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe fine. You should get an au pair because I have one coming next week. And that's by exciting. The way, they're cheaper than having like a regular babysitter.
I know. It's amazing.
And mine's from Mexico and I'm hoping to learn a little bit more Spanish. Yeah. Being conversational in a language starting as an adult, it's not easy.
It's rough.
It is not easy. Okay. Something that I want to stop. Well, I guess we can. I wasn't going to really talk about this because it's kind of embarrassing, but I told you guys that I would always be honest. But last February, okay, I've never been addicted to nicotine in my entire life, never smoked cigarettes, anything. Last February, when I stopped drinking, I was like, I need something to take the edge off. So I fully, as a 34-year-old woman, like started vaping. And I have been secretly addicted to nicotine via this fucking vape.
It's called a robot's dick.
Yeah.
Once I heard that, I'm like, I'll never have a vape again.
Since for about a year. And I tried to stop it. And mind you, I still was working out like crazy, still not like healthy in every way, but had this like secret addiction of, I feel like it's like that secret addiction where you eat like couch fluff or something, yeah, like, or toilet
cotton
paper.
Balls, yeah.
my secret strange addiction was that addiction. I decided to start smoking a vape like a fucking 14-year-old when I was 34. And I could not believe how addicting it was. Like, it is addicting in a way that nothing else I've ever consumed that's quote unquote addicting was. Like, and I tried to quit so many times where I'd get to like day three, day four, and then I'd just like cave in and buy one. And I finally quit for good, never buying one again. And I will, Kristen, you're going to hold me to that.
Yes, 100%.
And I will let you guys know if I cave on that. But I just know that I'm not going to, because I have kids. And if I go out because of fucking vape.
Yeah, seriously. What made you switch to be like, because I've heard you say, oh, I'm going to stop where I'm stopping. But this time you're like, I'm done.
It's like people, I've heard that before from cigarette smokers, yeah, who are like, just like when you're done. Yeah. Like one day you can just stop. And I don't, because I bought nicotine patches. Mm-hmm. I read this book by Alan Carr, like how to quit smoking. Like I did all the research on how to stop. And the easiest way for me to do it was just like, this is going to sound hokey to a lot of people, but I just kind of like surrendered it.
I love that.
So I just gave it. I didn't try to stop from willpower. I didn't try to stop by like being crafty and like doing patches or gum or anything. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this is so out of my power that I'm just like turning it over to whatever you, yep, want, like turning it over to God. And I was cranky AF like the first, second, third day. By like the sixth day, I started feeling depressed. Cause like the thing is, it's like it's giving you all this dopamine and serotonin. Even my brain doctor was like, the reason why you like the nicotine is because like it gives you that surge of those like happy chemicals. Yeah. It's not like there's no reason for it. So you feel this withdrawal and then it starts to get better after 2 weeks. Perfect. So I'm like just in like the getting better phase and I'm not going to fucking do that cycle again. So anyway, good. Stopping the nicotine.
Love that.
What do I want to start more of? Yep. So I got this juicer. My mom got it for me for Christmas and I've been juicing celery. I want to start doing that every morning before my coffee.
Ooh.
So I did that yesterday and then I had my coffee and then I went to Pilates and I was going to like shit my pants in Pilates. So I'm going to have to figure out, like, it definitely makes you... like, I don't know. I don't know if that's the combo, but like, I want to start like juicing celery more because it's a really good way to detox your system. And then stop, start. And what's the last
continue.
One? Continue. I've been doing something like a little more self-compassionate than my usual thing is, where I would like be like, oh, I have a problem with this. I need to stop it altogether. I'm very like black or white and extremes. And lately I've just kind of been like, a little more gentle with myself, like not, I don't have to label everything and like be, you know, just because I don't want to drink anymore doesn't mean like I was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like, you know, I don't take Adderall anymore doesn't mean I was a drug addict. Like I felt like I needed to put labels on things for a long time in order to make sense of them. But now I'm just like, you know, no, just life is easier for you when this isn't a part of it. And yeah, that's fine. Just having a little bit more grace for like
totally.
The process of figuring out what works in my life and what doesn't, and not feeling ashamed about it.
And just taking it day by day. I think we put like so much pressure on ourselves to have these high expectations. Like, take it day by day, give yourself grace, let go, let God. And I've been saying, because I've been working on that too, is like just trust in God's timing and his plan and everything. Like, just have faith. It's all going to work out. You know, I tell myself that.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you really believe that shit? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm trying. I'm telling myself that.
Yeah. Oh. Can we name this episode My Super Strange Addiction? Yeah, Aurora's Super
seriously.
Strange Addiction.
Okay, you treat each other like sisters. Do you argue like sisters?
I don't think we've ever gotten in like a real
Not
argument.
Not a real fight. You know what?
We give each other attitude sometimes.
Yeah, no, I've definitely gotten attitude from Aurora. And I'm like, oh, feisty.
I mostly give Tyler attitude, though. Yeah. Like, Tyler's about to get slapped by me any day now.
No, he does like to poke the bear. That is for sure. But he always, like, if I call him out on that, he's like, well, did you do it? Did you get better? I'm like, well, yeah, I went to the gym and got better, but fuck you.
I know.
I take back fuck you. Okay. But what was the question? Oh, no, we definitely get feisty, but... I think, and what I love and value about our friendship is we never let it get there, because we nip it in the bud right away. If we have a difference of opinions, we say it right away. And there's no, and it's not like, because so many times I've had friendships or people, they have to craft up how their conversation's going to go. And, you know, they're on walking on eggshells. And you and I are just so open and honest on the spot. If I ask a question, you give me the response right away. And sometimes, trust me, Aurora has checked me many a times about things she does not like or things that I've said or things that I've done. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I see that. Yeah. And then it's done. And so I think we don't let it get there.
And same. Kristen has definitely done that to me too. In the beginning, of this podcast, I had a firm talking to about my professionalism. I don't know why. I think I showed up drunk to the first meeting.
Look at us now.
I think just honest communication and like, it's like that in all relationships. If you're dating them, if you're friends with them, like, ain't nobody got time for like fucking beating around the bush, mind games. And it doesn't need to be unkind. Like honesty is not unkind. Honesty is kind. And if you are with somebody who's getting offended by you speaking your truth, then move on.
Yes, 100%. And it's like, anytime, whether it's a difference opinions or whatever it may be, I know Aurora is coming from a good place. And I know she knows I'm coming from a good place because I care about you. And I'm saying this because I want the best for you.
Right.
And as long as you have a friendship where you feel that, then it's all good.
Yeah.
But you are my sister.
You too.
Okay. So between my travel schedule and my husband's, I need to find something convenient when it comes to making healthy meals. Funny story is Tyler actually makes fun of me all the time whenever he's traveling. He says that I eat like a college girl. So I'm trying to prove him wrong and show that I can have bomb-ass meals, never frozen meals that are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. And that is how I found Factor Meals. I have tried all the meal preps in the world. To me personally, I didn't love that. Cool, it came with ingredients, but I actually have to like still measure things out, spend time cooking it, use different pots and pans, and do the dishes. So I needed to find something even easier, which is, again, why I love Factor's 2 minute meals. You can fuel up fast with their Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. And to be honest, I was skeptical, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to try them. And they're actually so fire. Again, no prep, no mess meals. They're ready to heat and eat. Love that. And it's flexible for my schedule. I can just grab and go from the fridge. So head to factormeals.com/barelyfiltered50. And use BarelyFiltered50 to get 50% off. That's code BarelyFiltered50 at factormeals.com/BarelyFiltered50 to get 50% off. I promise you, they are so good and you won't go back. That's code BarelyFiltered50 at factormeals.com/BarelyFiltered50 to get 50% off. So enjoy!
If you have any wedding coming up, I know wedding season is right around the corner, or prom, any big event, you have to visit Glam Squad. So Glam Squad is basically a big system of professional nail artists, hair artists, makeup artists, and they will come directly to your door. They will do your hair. You will look like a celebrity. If you're wondering why all of the influencers and celebrities look so beautiful all the time, it's because they are having their shit done professionally, and you should too. This is super affordable. They come right to your door. I actually just used Glam Squad myself. I had a photo shoot. They came right to my house. The hair and makeup artist came at the same time. I sat down in a chair looking like a troll, and then 5 minutes later, just getting like 20 minutes later, they made me look like a princess. And it's super affordable, more affordable than going to a salon or going to any makeup counter and getting your makeup done. So visit glamsquad.com, and for a limited time, Glam Squad is giving our listeners $20 off any service. It's valid whether or not you've booked with them before. So visit glamsquad.com or Glam Squad app and use code FILTERED, FILTERED, at checkout. That's glamsquad.com or Glam Squad app and use code FILTERED, FILTERED, at checkout.
What else we got? Okay, what are your biggest turn-ons?
Turn-ons? Oh, confidence. Mm-hmm. Like, that like BDE. Mm-hmm. Is that it? I was like, BDL? What's BDL? Big dick. What is that? BDE. Big big schlong energy. Yeah, I mean, that probably, I do like to see like a hot dad. Like,
what's a physical turn on?
Oh, physical? Tall. I always like tall people.
So
tall,
like, guys. Body or physical part, like a specific part, or is it just height despite being skinny or being X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, I think just height, and then probably like jawline. Is
that's
that
a good one.
Like, I don't, that's like, a masculine, if you don't feature. Have a neck, or if, yeah, you don't have, I don't know. I'm not into that.
No, I hear you. I'm for sure with you on that. For me, I love like a Spartan. I just love
Sparta.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I literally said to Dr. Love yesterday, I was like, this is Sparta.
Yeah. Because I just love like an all around alpha, physically, mentally. We've talked about this, like someone who just figures shit out. Like, anytime there's a problem, like, I know I can call Tyler because he could fix it for me. Like, someone who could just take charge, but also is a gentle Spartan that isn't too aggressive, not cocky, but takes care of all the women around him. Make sure, like, you're taken care of. Make sure the door is open. Making sure the bill has already been paid for. So I love a true gentleman. And then physically, I gotta have an ass. I don't care how
really?
Built you are. If you don't have an ass and you're skipping leg day, like, no.
Ah, that's so funny.
No.
I don't really care about a guy's ass. I actually don't think I've ever really noticed a guy's ass before.
You're going to start noticing asses
now.
Yeah, now
I probably will.
You got a flat butt. I'm like, all right,
there's
man.
One thing. So since I've kind of fine-tuned what I like in a man, because back in the day, it was like, yeah, full alpha, tall, somebody who's like firm in their views and, you know, there's no shaking them. Okay, so I married one of those.
Yeah.
What I realized now that I dial it back a little bit, I also need somebody who's willing to be open to another opinion.
Yes.
And like, because if you're too set in your ways, if you're too alpha,
yeah,
that doesn't work for my personality. It might work for another personality, but I'm not easygoing enough for that shit.
Well, there is a difference between confidence and cocky too.
Yeah.
Because I think those are two
just
different
ignorance.
Things.
Like, I find it to be super unintelligent when you're not open to another point of view.
100%.
Like, well, that's, you can't have every perspective. There's no
and
way.
And to me, that says you're not willing to learn.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you're right. Awesome. But sometimes there's multiple rights and there's multiple ways to look at things. So I think just the ability to learn is big. But I love an ass. I also love, I look at noses. I like a strong nose. Teeth.
Isn't it funny how guys can have huge noses and it like works?
I know.
And then if a girl has a huge nose, it's
actually, I disagree because, and this is funny about men and women, like, look at everything we just discussed between personality, like, ass, hair, skin tone, all this stuff. That's what women do. Men are so binary in everything they do in life. It's a yes. Everything is a yes or a no. Would you fuck her? Yep.
Yeah.
They're never like, you know, well, her nose is a little big.
Yeah.
And she's probably like a 7. She could probably use a little filler here. Like, never.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I would or no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, like,
and
she's cute or she's like,
or she's not. Oh, well, it's, I mean, okay. Tyler's, all of his ex-girlfriends had the same name. So
really?
He definitely had,
yeah. What are they?
I don't even know. It's Voldemort.
Yes, exactly.
totally. Okay. Men, well, on that note, it seems that men are getting softer in the dating scene. It seems that there are no real men and they act childish. I'm an observer in this period of life, but what would you say being recently in the dating scene?
I have to agree in the sense that they are playing games like fucking children. Mm-hmm. But I also think there's this double standard that women want to have the job and be in their masculine and you know, live this independent life. But then they want the man to be, a man can't be in his masculine if you're in the masculine.
100% agree.
So, but I also think there's a way to be feminine and empowered without feeling like you're a doormat.
100%. And I think I don't know if it's media or just influencers or what, but I think the more we embrace men and their masculinity, I think it's a scary time to be a man because they feel like they're walking on eggshells and can be a headline if they say the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong time. But a real man will embrace your femininity and bring out your feminine side. I think we've put up this wall that we need to be masculine, we need to be strong, we need to be a CEO. And if you want to do those things, amazing. More than ever, you have the opportunity to do so. But a real man is going to make you feel so in tune with your feminine side. I think that is when the real beauty and magic happen, is when a man can like mask in his masculinity and a woman can embrace her femininity and they respect and support those traits in each other. I think that's a beautiful relationship.
You have to let a man be in his masculine, though. Mm-hmm. And I think a man's role is to give that security, make a woman feel safe. You know, if he's playing games with like the way he communicates with you through text, or if he's not calling you, then he's not being in his masculine and it's making you insecure. And
exactly.
When, like a female's superpower is being able to love so unconditionally and so loyally and to give mm-hmm. a man like that loving support. I feel like that's our job.
100%.
But we can't do that if we don't feel safe.
Exactly. And like you said, the man's job is to protect, provide, and give you that security so that you can give that love and come home to a dinner on the table and all these things, because you want to do that because you feel safe. Just because he's 32 doesn't mean he's a man. He can still be a boy.
Oh, believe
don't get
me.
It twisted.
My ex just turned 50.
Yeah, age does not make you a man. Boys are still out there. Absolutely. But a real man, like we discussed last week, is going to make you feel safe right off the bat emotionally. Like, wow, I know he likes me.
For
I know
sure.
he's into me.
And it makes me step into my nurturing
totally.
Qualities, which I feel like is very innate to me when I feel safe and like I don't need to be on guard. However, I will put it out there that it's so important to see somebody through different seasons of life and in different circumstances. And I'm trying to not get ahead of myself with being blinded by, you know, new love, where I feel like in the past, hopefully I've learned my lesson now that I just don't want to repeat any mistakes.
Yeah, you do. But you're working on that. That's something you're continuing to work on.
But also my family would fucking kill me.
My dream is after Olivia gets married, that she gets pregnant, I get pregnant, you get pregnant, we all get pregnant together.
Yes!
That would be amazing.
Oh my God, is that a good friends. Thing with all those hormones?
I know.
Or...
Well, you asked if we're going to fight. Well, stay tuned.
I know. You're like, there's one Boppy left. It's mine. Yeah. It's like, Boppy is a nursing pillow for those of
FYI.
You who don't know.
Okay, what else you got?
Situationships and how to end those. Affording life. I don't know. Does anybody have the answer?
I don't know how anyone is affording life right now.
It's so sad because we, as millennials, no one can buy a house.
It's crazy to me.
And so we're fully having to go back to living off the land, which is actually, I think, maybe a blessing. You know, okay, so we've basically destroyed the earth. And now millennials are, I think we're the generation that's coming back to loving the earth and like, and actually living off the land.
For sure.
And like cultivating this new appreciation because we can't afford to like
and you know
live in houses.
And you know what's interesting is that I was just watching Bill Maher. Yes, I know you guys think I'm some hardcore Trump supporter, but I actually love Bill Maher. I watch it every... Like,
is he a Democrat?
He hates Trump and he's a Democrat. But what I love about his show is he'll have a guest on and then he'll have like a roundtable talk with two people who are arguably on different sides of the spectrum politically. So you get two perspectives on things that have happened that week. So I love that. I love hearing different sides, despite what you may think. I actually love it. But he had a guest on and she was a writer and she wrote about how millennials actually are making, with inflation adjusted, more money than the last couple of generations. So we're making more money, but we're all living at home. So it's a really interesting concept that we're...
Wait, what do you mean we're all living at home?
Like no one's buying a house, for example.
Oh, okay.
People's are getting married later. They are having children later. So we're just doing everything later for some reason. So maybe we're just bigger spenders.
Well, I think there's got to be something about like houses are just less
affordable.
It's crazy.
Though. It's nuts. I don't know. I just truly don't. I mean, groceries alone are expensive. It's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I spend most of my money. I'm not joking. Like Instacart, Grubhub.
Oh, yeah.
I do Instacart because I have like the subscription where like it's cheaper.
Oh, that's
for
nice. Because anytime I see the delivery plus tip plus tax, I'm like, my salad was $16 and now it's $37.
Yeah, no, mine's
happening.
Mine it costs $0 because I pay like,
okay.
It's so worth it. During COVID, I just started paying
for
it. And now I just have things like, I'll be like, I need one avocado. And I like some guy runs to my door. With the but now my kids, they have this skewed idea of life where like Remy will be like, Mom, I need a grape, order one.
Yeah.
I'm like this isn't how the world works. Like they just think I can like get on my phone and order absolutely anything, which I can.
You can.
But I don't like when they know that.
Okay, how about this? Why don't we leave? Have you with our listeners, like what's one thing that you have read lately or something someone sent you or a piece of advice, something that we could leave everybody with? You're like, wow, that was a really good I kind of liked that. Okay. I'm going to read something to you guys. I think this actually probably answers last week's question when Aurora asked me about my MAGA purse. And I think just in life, whether it's, it doesn't have to be political, this is just anything in life. And I heard this story and I thought it was really cool. So I'll read it real quick. I heard a story once about a teacher who took a fish out of its bowl and left a classroom of children as it flopped around. He told them that if anyone left their seat, they would be expelled. All of the children sat and watched as the fish flopped around gasping for air. No one wanted to get up in order to avoid getting in trouble. Finally, a boy sprang up from his seat and ran to the fish, placing it back in the bowl. Ultimately, he was the only one who refused to watch the fish die. When the teacher returned, he told the class that this was the lesson, that the fear of getting in trouble should never stop you from doing what is right, that sometimes you may have to oppose authority and groupthink simply because it is just the right thing to do. So I thought that was really interesting. It's like, yep, sometimes things are scary. Sometimes it goes against the grain. But if you feel in your heart something is right, that you should do it. So I thought that was a really cool story.
Yeah. Okay. There's a couple things. I'm going to read this. It's little Bible thumperish, but
love that. But well, look, I mean,
I know Kristen and I both are like, I mean, I grew up Catholic, but like I find just the cross to be like a symbolization of just like love in general.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it needs to mean anything more than that. And whatever. Okay, so here's one. Don't overcomplicate things. You don't need to figure out your entire life to start moving forward. When you look at every leader, God never gave them an entire blueprint or plan. So this is like they're talking about the Bible. He simply gave them their next step. Their responsibility was to be faithful to the next step. You don't make progress in a single leap. You make progress one step at a time. Too many people overthink the process of progress and end up getting discouraged and don't do anything at all. Start with where you are and assess what's happening. Amen.
I love that.
I like that too.
And that's what we were saying with you about being more graceful. It's like, just take it day by day.
Yeah.
Have faith.
Yeah.
I love that.
I feel like, yeah, we kind of want like the whole plan before we start just putting one foot in front of the other.
As Aurora would say, enjoy the journey, not the destination.
Yes. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Well, I'm in my phone
We're looking at our pictures of our children. We love you guys. I hope you appreciate our honesty always, and we love engaging with y'all. So you guys are just
love
the best.
You.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.